That's the
four lines down from the wide, real wide lines.
Vasha da Amris Medina Medina Aviv, but here the Drusha Mishpacha Mishpacha Lamai Asa.
It's only Ispin Bam Medina Aviv.
So, why, what's the Drusha of Mishpacha Mishpacha? Amarav Yossi Barchanina Lahavi Mishpachos Kahuna Vilavish Mavalan Abodasan, Ubayan Lishma Mik McGill. To Amarav Yehuda Amarav Kahan Babodasan, Vilavim Beduchanan, Vishral Bimamadan.
Okay. So what does that mean, Mevatlan Avodah Son?
The
Tamid? The Tamid, okay. But it means they Mevatl it, but they'll come back to it.
Right. That's Tosfos. Yeah. Tosfos says it on top. Mevatlan Kohen Mevodah Son Lishma Mekamigil. Bekasha, my Mevatlan Vahlo Achar Akriya Yish Harbe Shos Lavodah. Bishlomar the Kiva and Dimish Holyer Hayom Heavis Manavoda Vehemanich and also Shalkria Mishimhachi Karile Bittel.
Right.
So they will come back to
him.
Everybody says further than Tomar. Vim Tomar Vyasu Vodasan Miyabach Kachikra Magilla Vadam.
Because you won't have to move battle because it's plenty of time.
Right, plenty of time in the day, read all day.
Vishlomar the Tob Likros and Matsiver Mishim the Heavy Tve Pirsiminisa.
Surprised he doesn't say Rovam.
No, he doesn't say Rovam.
Yeah, I'm surprised.
Why? No, that makes sense.
Yeah.
I mean, so that's the whole reason for being Mevatlan.
Because
of Pursumen Issa. A greater
Pursum.
Like the Voda later is just later.
Yeah.
Here it's actually an inferior Pursum Megillah.
Better deal.
I believe that.
Right, so I'm saying.
Okay.
So you're supposed to be your Mevatlan Voda in order to have one big minion for Pursum Megillah.
I guess the 9 o'clock
minyan
isn't popular.
Well, isn't it like Biyasha Dev Tisa Minyana?
Why?
Because you see, you revatal, you have to do the Voda Hanitz or whatever, right? But you revatal that in order to have Mikra Megillah and one big minyan.
But you know it's one big minyan.
That's what it does, because they could just have their own minyan, they got their own minyan later on, an hour later.
But you have the Kohen minyan an hour later, but says you don't do it because you want to have them all do it together.
Kohen's going to be also do it for no reason, just because it's more convenient.
Yeah, that's for sure.
Okay, so that's the end of the night.
He's saying it's a situation where right now they're being Kohen Megillah. He doesn't say that you can't set up two minyanim.
Right. I mean, there is a minyan now.
So now you're not going to say I'm going to
come back to it with a different minyan.
Right. Forget about woman.
Well, he has to be involved.
But if you mean if there are two minyanim in the town, still the kohanim would have to go to the first line?
If that's their thing, yeah.
He's saying it says it's tvei pirsumei nisa, but if there's two minyanim and the 9 o'clock minyan and more people than the 8 o'clock minyan, then why do they have to go there?
Oh, but it sounds like the people read it after honey.
So what does it mean, Mevatlan Tamid Torah and Mikra Megillah?
Do it later, I guess.
Do it later?
Do Mikra Megillah later?
Yeah.
Do Tamid Torah later.
He's saying do Tamid Torah later.
Why?
But why?
Beg or something. I guess same way. I'll
go to another minyan later.
Right.
Don't you always stay by Tamid Torah? That you do the mitzvah and then come back to the Torah?
That's correct. A mitzvah verse. Let's have another minyan. Have another minyan. Go later.
But this tells us they get Nisa. Sounds like there's only one minyan. Sounds like everyone has to do it together. Because we're saying it sounds from this tells us they're all doing it together, otherwise.
Or even if there's another
minyan, there's
someone that's getting more people.
Yeah, maybe later minyan has more people.
Well, then if that were the case, then it wouldn't be a problem. Obviously, that's not the case here.
Who kohanim b'avodoson, mevatlan avodoson, uborn l'shmo mikra megillah. V'chein mevatlan talmud Torah l'shmo mikra megillah. Kal v'chomer l'shmo mitzvah shel Torah, shekulon nidachim b'nei mikra megillah. V'ein l'cha davar shenitchem mikra megillah mipanav chutz m'meis mitzvah. She'ein lo kovrin. She'apogea bo kovr otchilo v'ach kach Torah.
So, Shevach HaMakom.
Malach. It's not what that is. It's not, I don't think it's what Tesis means.
No.
Tesis holds that a part of Mikra Megillah is Pirsumei Nisa. Right? So Pirsumei Nisa is even a quantity of Pirsumei Nisa is Mevatel another mitzvah. Right?
Right.
So therefore, so now what's your question? Your question is, what if I have another minion later that's bigger?
Right.
So then according to that, it'd be mutter. I mean, mevatlin can be interpreted two ways. Mevatlin that, I mean, the Rambam doesn't say because of the greater pursuing Nisa. He doesn't mention anything like that. Or a bigger shul. He just says mevatlin.
Right.
It doesn't exist vis-a-vis.
Right. He said, I mean, and the Lashon is mashma like that when he says that Kavachon Hashem Mitzvah Shal Torah Shekulam Nidachim in the Mikra Megillah. Kulam Nidachim means that when you have the opportunity to do Mikra Megillah, Hilchasa, so you can't put it off.
It's like a Gedima.
Yeah, it's like a Gedima. It's mashma from the Rambam's mashma. That even if you have a bigger minion later, but if you have a minion now,
it's better to
you can't have to move out.
Right.
Would it be even to be docha, or would you say that's the way?
That's impossible.
So mevatel doesn't mean mevatel, it just means push off.
Yeah, mevatel means you stop what you're doing.
Right.
Stop what you're doing. It's an interesting thing. There's no aloha like that by Ner Hanukkah. I don't remember anybody saying that by Ner Hanukkah. Mevatel.
That's right.
Yeah,
because he had a problem. I remember what they were doing in some places.
That what?
They kept learning and say light later.
Light later.
And we looked it up and we said there's no basis for that.
You're saying opposite?
No, they're right. There's no basis to stop.
To be mevatel.
Right.
What, you don't stop?
If you hold Ner Hanukkah b'zmana, but if you hold know, like the re,
that it's cold.
If you do it later.
Later, that's what we said.
Megillah, the Rambam seems to be saying mevatel. And according to Tosfos, it's just halacha of mevatlin is halacha in the character of pirsumei nisa, which is a component of what? Of mikra megillah. So even if there's a slightly greater pirsumei nisa, so the halacha is that kiyum of pirsumei nisa comes before the other mitzvah.
And what's the greater kiyum here, the bigger tzibur?
Well, Tosfos says the tov legrosim matzibur. He doesn't say big tzibur.
I know.
But
they would have a
tzibur
now.
He doesn't say rov amajus malach.
But wouldn't the little bim Israelim and the whole?
Well, I don't know. The Ron says gedel shmol mikra megillah tzibur.
Wouldn't they all, if you get the little kohan and the bim and Israelim,
they put together minyan in the mikdash of kohan and Israelim? They don't tend
racism.
Oh no, there's more than 10 Kohanim involved.
Wasn't there 12?
That's what he says. Yeah.
I know, this is too, but what is he?
It's weird.
It means, you know, why I mean they should make their own minion later.
Okay.
Sounds like there's one main. There
sounds
one
like main, they're not going to have a Tzibor
later.
Not gonna,
you mean they're not going to do it.
Yeah. Listen, I guess because everyone's finished this different time, at different times, you know. Here, at least now you know.
What's listening around?
He says like this, I feel like the bottom of Odasam could day lishmo a mikro begila b'tzibor.
He sounds like it's going to be yochid otherwise.
That's right. That's correct. Because I guess, you know, everyone's, well, when you don't have a set time, then
you don't really have a set time.
No, yeah. It's not kabul.
The set time is usually right after Maariv, and then that's the set time.
It's got to go home.
Yeah, especially Kohanim. They, you know, they like doing
it. It's a qualitative.
They're tough guys.
Independent group, you know. It's a
qualitative Pearson.
It's the quality.
Between Kriya B'Tzibur and Kriya B'Yochid.
Right.
It's qualitative. Yes, that's correct. That's why it's not Rovam. It's just Pearson. I mean, it's...
Because otherwise, you have to say, Tosfos, you have to go to the biggest Tzibur in town. It's a funny halacha. I know. I'd say, otherwise, the other way to learn is you have to go to wherever the biggest Tzibur is, you have to go to it.
Wow.
Right? The other way.
So you have to say
he's holding you to be biyachid otherwise.
Because there's no tzibor.
It's the mikdash, you know?
No,
how
long?
Depends.
Is that
tzibor?
2 hours?
Leper, you know.
For 2 hours?
Leper.
And
did
they
daven
this
I'll save you from all the shows. Okay. I think what it means, Bitzibor, it means there's a minion kavur Bitzibor,
right,
of the Tzibor.
Essential minion, right.
The essential minion. And that's Pirsumei Nisa to join the Tzibor.
Not be mafresh from the Tzibor.
Right. In other words, there's a basic Knesset. Right. What is a basic Knesset? It's Knesset Yisrael. So Knesset Yisrael is the... That is the Tzibor.
The main Tzibor, yeah.
That's the Tzibor of Klal Yisrael.
Gosh, yes, yeah, makes sense.
So therefore, what Taisus is saying is that the attribute, you can't diminish from the attribute of the of Pirsumei Nisa is mevatel anything.
Right.
Would you go so far?
The Rambam's not mashma like that. The Rambam's mashma that mevatel means whenever you have the
ability to do it.
You got to stop whatever you do.
Even if you're bichidus.
Even what?
Even if you're bichidus. Meaning, let's say if you're just going to read it to yourself.
No.
No,
because we hold that that requires a sorrow.
Rabbi, would you say the reason is because you would turn away from the
Tzumeni so that they see people are going to the Tzibor?
And what's the problem? If you go do the Avoda,
so you're not going to be part of that.
Not going to be part of the Tzibor.
Okay.
Is he saying they're all davening in one minyan together?
There's a base of Knesset, which is the minyan shel Tzibor.
There's one base of Knesset, which is the main one.
The point is that is the Tzibor, that's what I'm saying. It's not necessarily
that they all did it in the same minyan, but just that this was the Zman that the Tzibor was reading, whether it was in one minyan or in one.
I mean, they probably had one, but the...
Probably in the Mikdash.
The whole city, though, they just have...
No, it was Mokom Tzibor.
So on regular day, yeah, there are people on your block to make a little minyan of Megillah, I think that's...
On a regular day, that's what they would have later.
We don't
then
do that.
I don't know what to do. I mean, you have to.
You don't go to a shul.
It's a basic Knesset.
Like in yeshiva, if you have like.
Yeah, from them, it would seem that even if you had two shuls, once the opportunity for Mikra Megillah arises, you have to stop whatever you're doing and go do Mikra Megillah. Unless it's Meis Mitzvah. Shane Lokov. Okay, I'm Sederaisa.
If there's shows, so yell to finish the Doraisa.
Well, yes. But in terms of the of Mafsik, it takes Kedim over Doraisa.
Yeah.
Right.
That's an interesting thing.
Yeah.
But in terms, if you're going to be Mavatl the Doraisa, that we say definitely not.
Mm-hmm. There's a difference.
Good question. But that's the essence of the sugya, basically.
Yeah.
I want to take the Gemara, let's take the Gemara.
Okay. Where should I start from?
I think I'm supposed to give a shiur tomorrow at 11 o'clock in the yeshiva.
What are you going to do then?
Rabbi Yossi Baruch Hanina, Elohim Mishpoz Kuhuna B'l'Biyash M'Valen Avorosa N'Bohan L'Shmo Mikra Megillah Tamar Yehuda Marav Kohanim B'Avorosa V'L'Biyam B'Tuchana V'Yisrael B'Mamadan Klum M'Valen Avodasan U'Bohan L'Shmo Mikra Megillah Tani Nami Hachi Kohanim B'Avodasan V'L'Biyam B'Tuchana V'Yisrael B'Mamadan Klum M'Valen Avodasan U'Bohan L'Shmo Mikra Megillah Mikan Samchu Shelbeis Rebbe Shemavalim Talmud Torah Ubon Lishma Mikra Megillah.
Even Talmud Torah. Why?
Kal v'chomer me'avoda. Uma avoda shehi chamura mevatlinan Talmud Torah lo kol shekein.
Okay, interesting thing. See, the Mishnah Berurah says that Mishnah Berurah says it's because of Rovam Majus Melach. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Rovam Majus Melach. He says, because Talmud Torah, where is it? Ratzalom, after Talmud Torah, Shabu Kanega Kalam Mitzvos, Rafilo Isa Talmud Torah, Shal Chabur Gidolo, Shal Kufanashim, Shal Omdun Beza Bayis, Afilo Chitzach Lovatl Velelech, the Kurosu Betsibu Mishim, Barova Magas Malach. So he's learning because Rav Amash is Melech. But the Gemara says they want Kavachomer from
Avodah.
Avodah, because Avodah is Machomer. Doesn't say Tam Tarkanekulam in the Gemara. It's interesting. He's going against the Gemara. It's very interesting. And I don't know where he gets the right to do that, because the Gemara really held in the Havamina, and even in the Maskana you'll see that Avodah is Machomer. Why doesn't Gemara say Tam Tarkanekulam? Interesting thing.
But so how about the Talmud Kanekul? I'm having more saying about those.
Mochamor?
Right.
See, I think the Talmud Torah Kanekul is a different halacha. It's a halacha of what a person gains.
Yeah,
in terms of the person, of the perfection of the gaining. But it doesn't necessarily mean that Kenege Kulam, that it's Docha, that in terms of Asiyah, that it's more important.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, in terms of Asiyah, the Gemara is saying Avodah is more important.
Yeah.
Right. Avodah is more important. Tam Tarkin Kulam is Allah in terms of the
perfection of the person,
the soul of man.
Almost an Omar.
Right. But the Allah of, but the Allah of what's more important in terms of Asiyah, doesn't necessarily mean that it follows.
Right.
The Gemara in Shas supports this. Hachnas Rochen comes before Bittul Beis Medrash.
Hachnas Rochen comes before Bittul Beis Medrash.
And the Guria, Mephana, and Kuf Chosayas did it. So you can see the Gemara brings down the Mishnah of Teah, but then like 2 lines before it says, God Hachnas Rochen, Yosem may Bittul Beis Medrash. Because first you clear off for the Archim, and then you clear off for the Beis Medrash.
Right.
Aren't they machalav yeder between Talmud Torah Diachad and Talmud Torah?
Over here, that Avoda is more common in Talmud Torah.
Vis-a-vis
Asiyah. Okay, yeah. That's what you have to say. Okay, so go ahead. So what's more to say?
Avoda chmur mitalmud Torah v'haksev v'hi b'yos Yoshua b'richo v'yisayinah v'yar v'inei isho medlenego v'yishtachu la'apov v'hechi avin hachi. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, also Adam Shi Tin Shal Machabiro Belaila, Cheshin Shema Shetu. Shani Hassam, the Amarle, Kiani Sar Tzva Hashem. So Vidilma Mishakri, Mishakri.
He made it to Shade and he's being Mishakri.
Right.
Ram's gonna have a lot of time with this one, huh? Go ahead.
Gemiri Delo, to lo mafkishim shemayim v'atal.
So the sheik would be mafkishim shemayim v'atal.
Liars, yeah.
We'd lie.
Not the same shemayim.
A lie, yes.
Just
a point. Do we have a Gemara Sanhedrin here? I'll have to look into it. I'm not going to go into this.
So.
Okay, because it's a funny Gemara. Gemara saying that what? It's saying that, and this one I had a ramble about this. So, Amalo.
So Amalo, Emesh b'taltum tamid shall be narbayim, v'ach shall b'taltum tamid Torah. So Amalo, al iz meha in bas.
Oh, you see, it's interesting. He didn't say, Yeshua asked him, right, asked the Malach, he didn't say tamid tarknekulam. I don't have to ask this question, it's a tough question.
Right?
Interesting.
So Amalo, Atabasi.
Atabas.
Now. Oh, now, I mean because of this one.
Talmud Torah. Yeah, that's right. Atabas. I came now because Talmud Torah says, true, Yom HaVatl last night, Yom HaVatl the Talmud, Shabbat HaVatl, I guess because of the war. And now Yom HaVatl Talmud Torah, which one was worse? So he says, Atabas. The second one was worse.
Right.
Did he
tell us
Atabas? Yeah. Pir Shivan Alimut Torah. Okay. Strange thoughts,
right?
Yeah, okay. It's okay, it's going on. Okay, go ahead.
Miyah, Bayon Yoshua Balel, Besoch Haimek.
Yes, yeah, right.
I'm Rabbi Yochanan, Lu'amid, Shalan, Be'omko Shal Halacha.
Okay, so in other words, so what is Gemara saying? That he's being Mevat Lekal
Vachomer.
Right. That you're saying that if you do Avoda, you move out. Well, Kavachom for Talmud Torah is not true, because Talmud Torah is Mochomer. So how did the Bay, who was it?
How did Kavachom?
Bay Rebbe?
Yeah, the Bay Rebbe.
Yeah, Shalbeis Rebbe. Samchu Shalbeis Rebbe, Shemval Talmud Torah.
Yeah, Samchu Shalbeis Rebbe. Okay. So what does the Gemara say? So Malamed Shalom Ba'imeh Ba'um Kishol Halacha.
Right.
Far Shmuel Bar Unya Gadol Talmud Torah Yosem Ha'akrovas Tmidin Shnema Atabasi. Well, Kasha. What's the answer?
Had Rabim Hadi Yachid.
Okay.
Okay.
Slowly. Wait. What's the answer?
So the answer is that when it's Talmud Torah.
Rashi. Other Rabbim.
The Rabbim. The Hasim Kol Yisrael Haba.
Hasim Kol Yisrael Haba. The Mishnah brings down that Rabbim today we don't have, because this is a different Rabbim. That the Rabbim of Kol Yisrael is more choshuv than Avoda. But otherwise, what's more choshuv? Avodah's Mechoshev.
How did Yeshua fix
that?
What?
How did Yeshua fix it?
He just learned on his own?
No.
That night?
So that night he learned with Kol Yisrael Talmud Torah.
By Yilin Yeshua Ba'elahu B'soch Emek means with all five?
All the Kol Yisrael. And what did he learn? Probably, I think someone says he learned Hilchas Mochama.
Mochama,
that's right. I mean, that's what it means. Malamet Shalom Be'umkin Shalach, it doesn't mean himself, it doesn't mean he went to sleep.
Sounds like you're coming.
But the chat really is that he learned with all of Kol Yisrael. Okay, so it's interesting. So that's why I say the Mishnah Berurah's Kasha is no Kasha. Because Talmud Torah Kenei Kol, because Talmud Torah Kenei Kol doesn't play a role over here. And he answers the reason is because of Barov HaMajas Melech. Right? But if you're going to say Talmud Torah Kenega Kulam, you're not going to have a Kavachom from Avoda. It's derived from a Kavachom from Avoda. I don't know what he does with the Gemara. I honestly don't know. But anyways, yeah. So what are we saying? We're saying, let me try to clarify a little further. There's two things. In other words, one thing is which is superior for perfection. There we say Talmud Torah Kenei Kol. Okay. But then there's something else. There's Bitul HaMitzvah and its effect on Klal Yisrael. Yeah. You see? So that's what the Gemara is saying. That the Bitul HaMitzvah of Avodah is worse for Klal Yisrael than the Bitul HaMitzvah of Talmud Torah. Because it has a worse effect, because they're tied to Avodah, and Avodah is it's more concrete. So if you Mevatel Avodah, it's much worse for them. But the only time that it's worse to do what?
To Mevatel
Talmud Torah is if it's called Klal Yisrael, then it's a different Kiyum Talmud Torah. So then it will be worse. You can understand that. Makes sense. It'd be like, because that's like Sinai. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so what's the upshot of the Gemara? So the upshot of the Gemara is that there is a Kavachom.
Right, from the Bittel aspect.
And the Bittel.
Worse than Vato,
unless the only time you want to have a Kavachom is if you were learning with all of Kaiser, like Yeshua.
Right.
So that's why he says, the Mishra says, it's not Shiach. Good idea. Yeah, he brings in a lot of good stuff then, and the Sharatzin also. So that's what the Gemara says. Okay, so go ahead, continue.
The Yachid Kal, Tanah, Nashim be Moed Ma'ano.
Nashim Moed Ma'ano, Savalo Matapchos, because Anavil's Moed. That's talking about a Hesper. Okay, so you see that one Talmud Chacham, which is a Torah B'Yachid, it's Docha everything, it's Docha Purim and Chanukah, right? And Moed.
Right.
So what is my answer?
So our answers, Kavotora Kam is
Bimiana.
What?
Kavotora
Kam? Oh, Kavotora Kam is Karatur diachid chamar. Tamatur diachid kal.
What?
No, it's not a bit.
It's a bit me, I think so. Tell us, are you comparing? You asked me a question from Kavodah Torah? That's not a question. Kavodah Torah is chamar. Kavodah is chamar. Tamatur diachid is kal.
Kavatar diachad chama. Tamatar diachad skal. Right. So it means that the that's a different Tamatar.
It's
Kavatar.
It's Kavatar. It's the veil sometimes. It's
Kavatar. Kavatar. Right. So that's not yachad. Even though it's a yachad that was involved in Torah.
Right.
But it's the idea of Kavatar.
So you can come to the institution via the individual.
So there, that's really chama.
That's good with the idea of the effect on the Am. The effect on the Am. Because Kavra Torah by Tam Chacham can have a
greater impact. Exactly.
A greater impact even on Avodah.
Exactly. Okay.
All right. Can you come?
Yeah.
Amarava Pshitali Avodah Mikmagillah Mikmagillah Adah. Mit Rabbi Yossi Bar Chanina Tamato.
Rabbi Yossi Bar Chanina from Mishpach and Mishpach.
The original.
No, right. Oh, fine. Okay. Talmud Torah, Mikra Megillah, Mikra Megillah Adif. Mizamchu Shel Beis Rebbe.
Right.
Talmud.
So the Gemara says Mizamchu Shel Beis Rebbe because of the Kavah Chama.
Right.
It's an amazing thing. See, that's what I'm saying. It does not have to do with Talmud Torah and
Eichul.
Right. Because you're going to say that, you get rid of the Kavah Chama. Okay, go ahead.
Talmud Torah, meis mitzvah adif. Medesanyam, balan Talmud Torah, lahotas of meis, ulach nasas kal.
Talmud Torah, meis mitzvah, so meis mitzvah is adif.
Right.
Medesanyam, balan Talmud Torah, lahotas of meis.
Ulach nasas kal.
Ulach nasas kal. So therefore, what meis mitzvah?
Will Trump
what? Talmud Torah.
Talmud Torah.
Okay, go ahead.
Avoda umeis mitzvah adif mi v'la'achosu. Tisanya v'la'achosu matam lomar. Hareish ha'yacholich lishchores pischol v'limolas b'nav shemeis lomeis yachol yitame.
Yachol yitame.
Yachol yitame, amris lo yitame. Yachol kishim she'ina mitame la'achosu kach ina mitame lomeis mitzvah. Tam lomar v'la'achosu. La'achosu hu dina mitame. Abel mitame lomeis mitzvah.
So what does that show you?
Mace
Mitzvah Trump's what?
Trump Pesach.
Yeah. Trump's. I voted on Mace Mitzvah. Mace Mitzvah is Trump's Trump Pesach, right? Yes.
Right.
So Mace Mitzvah Trump's I voted. Okay.
Okay.
Boy Rava.
Boy Rava. Mikra Megillah Mace Mitzvah. He minai who other. Mikra Megillah Adif Mishum Pursuming Nisa O Dilma Meis Mitzvah Adif Mishum Kavod Abrios.
What's the last question?
So now you have everything worked out except Mikra Megillah and Meis Mitzvah. So which one do you say is better? Is more Adif? Is it because Mikra Megillah?
Mikra Megillah is
Pursuming Nisa.
Is more because Pursuming Nisa. So therefore, what does it do? It trumps Talmud Torah.
And Avodah.
And Avodah.
And Mace Mitzvah Trumps also Avodah and Talmud Torah.
Avodah and Talmud Torah, right. So the question is...
Which one trumps?
The question is, does Mikra Megillah trump Mace Mitzvah?
And Kavod Abrios...
Would you be Mevatel Mace Mitzvah...
For
Mikra Megillah. And you can't have a Kavah Chama because what? Because
they both beat out everything else.
Okay, so what does it say?
Basar Deboy, Hadar Pashta, Mitz Mitzvah Adif, the Amar Mar, Gadol Kavah Abrios, Shidocha, Eslosa, Sei Shabbat Torah.
Right. Gadol Kavah Abrios, Shidocha, Zocha, Drabana.
Yeah, Losasa.
Losasa means.
Losasa.
Rashi says.
Really? I thought it was
Losu Chalizali. Yeah, Rashi says no. That's what I said. Losu Chalizali. Losu Chalizali. Losu Chalizali.
Losu Chalizali. Oh.
The Gemara asks about that. I remember this. The Gemara is...
Right. Zokin Ben Ufi Gemara asks.
Is it climbing to Rabbanu Shabbos from Rabbanu
I think they...
Yeah, right. I think it ended up differently.
You mean he has to take off his Shabbos.
Yeah. So he goes to Rabbanu.
What?
But if it's the Rabbanu, then not.
The Rabbanu, then not. That's what Gemara says there, right?
Yeah.
But over here, so why don't you be right from here?
It's funny, because isn't that question of whether it's Hutcher or not?
It's Hutcher, right?
I thought it's Hutcher, because the Tzura of the Lashon HaSaveda is, if it's only if it's...
Because it says V'salamta, Pam Shat Masalim. So you're not violating and they said the Torah is giving you a heter for it, but it means in the structure of the mitzvah, so kavod habriyah plays a role.
Takes priority.
But why don't you say that specifically to that mitzvah? Meaning, why are you going to abstract that to all mitzvahs now?
Isn't Adar to kasha? Because if why do you need that?
It's like a minyan.
Right. Okay. So yeah.
I guess so.
The Gemara apparently holds even though Mikra Megillah Midr Rabbanan, it would still take precedence over Mace Mitzvah.
Right.
But you can't say that because you see Mace Mitzvah has a different chashivas because it's Dochel Osas Shevatot. I guess what it means
is every Asi is Dochel Osas Shevatot.
Doesn't really mean literally. It means to say that the Torah formulated was matir the guy because of kavod habriyah, is matir him to be over a lot.
Right. But
he's not really being over.
Right.
Because it's both there, but you see the chashivas of it.
Right.
See the chashivas of it. And it makes sense too, because you want to say, what we're learning is how it's effect on the people. It's effect on Klal Yisrael. So the Gemara is saying that would be a major effect. In other words, if you be docha, kavod habriyah,
right.
So that would be a major undermining of the whole philosophy of Yadus.
Right.
Okay?
Every aspect, the big...
The Cholosas.
I know. So
that's a different thing. That's the thing.
How do you prove? The Gemara is saying, because kavod habriyah is the Cholosas in the Torah.
Yeah, but in other words, the Torah is telling you, I'm machshav this more. So therefore, I'm mati you. But I say, the Cholosas is simply where you're confronted with the two opposite things simultaneously. That's right. A general rule. That doesn't mean anything. As a matter of fact, the losase is worse than the docha losase. But the truth of the matter is that the violated losase is worse. But that's just a principle in precedence in terms of asiyah. Doesn't show you anything.
But when you have a conflict between Hosevita and...
It does not go for very low, so I say. Because see, if a guy's wearing shatnas and it's covered up briefs, he still has to go naked in the shuk.
The Ritva said there's a difference between a shiv...
That's good. It's a shiv al fast. But the Gemara is really... What's the Gemara want to say here? Well, I mean, all the Gemara wants to say is that you see that in the structure of a mitzvah, there's a losa, say losucha l'salim, and the Torah says pumatam l'salim. So you see that the Torah puts aside the losucha l'salim because of kavod habriyah. But he's right. What are you saying?
What?
You're saying the Ritva. The Ritva is answering the steerer. Why don't I say that? That's a steerer. So Ravah is saying that mice would be a dime, you can't do.
That makes sense in terms of the effect on the arm. If the guy is going out be a dime,
that's
going
right.
Into losa, say.
That's right, because the ain't eitzah, the ain't funa neged Hashem. But over here, he's just being misalim, he's not doing a mice would be a dime. That's what Ravah is saying. That answers the two Gemara. It's true. But all the Gemara wants to show over here is that the Torah takes into consideration kavod habriyah and how it formulates a mitzvah. Even though technically there would be a los asa here, but the Torah takes it into consideration the kavod habriyah. So that's good.
So how does that show that it's better than a Kamiyah?
Then what?
that make a Megillah?
They give another answer over there also by Zakein.
So what's the point?
I'm saying, how does this show that it takes precedence over Megillah?
How does this show that it takes precedence over Megillah?
Right. Right. That's the question.
Like, Shon Kavarios is very important. And I'd even formulate the derisa to avoid it. Okay, but Megillah is more important than Avodah and Talmud Torah. I mean, so.
I mean, Pesach Menisa.
Yeah, Menisa. I mean, right. Sure, that was the top of the line.
You have two top mitzvahs, but why?
I understand that it's important, Kavod Rabbeis, but we let's always make a Megillah. It's Pesach Menisa.
Pesach Menisa is also important.
Right, so how
does the Pesach Kavod Rabbeis is more important than Avodah than the Karm Pesach? It's more important than Karm Pesach. What does this add that doesn't. We show that Mesh Mitzvah is more important than Karm Pesach. So now you're showing it's more important than Shavuot Aveda? Okay. Kavod Rabbeis. I mean, what did this add that we didn't know before?
Yeah. Before, you mean as a result? As a result,
right. Was it that because it's showing the Torah formula that you're saying? Is that what it's adding? Maybe you think
that's what it is. But your question is that, how does that
result? It's still improvement.
It's look as a
it's another bus now.
Chivas, but how do you see that Chivas overrides the? Has a chashivas, and Pesach Menisa has also chashivas.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.